Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good day, and welcome to another refreshing episode of Winning Everyday Podcast. Thank you for choosing to begin this moment with God's Word. I believe this message is arriving at exactly the right time for you. Today's devotional is titled, Strength in the Secret Place, and our Bible text is from Psalm 91, verse 1 and 2, which says, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. In 2010, mountaineer Aaron Ralston published his memoir Between a Rock and a Hard Place, recounting the true events of a hiking accident in Utah's Blue John Canyon in 2003. While climbing alone, a massive boulder trapped his right arm against the canyon wall. There was no audience, no rescue team nearby, no applause, only silence. For nearly 6 days, he survived on limited water, wrestled with fear, prayed, reflected on his life, and fought to stay alive. Eventually, realizing rescue would not come in time, he made the painful decision to free himself, then climbed out of the canyon and hiked until he found help. His remarkable survival became internationally known and was later portrayed in the film 127 Hours. One detail stands out. His greatest battle was not fought before a crowd. It happened in isolation. Life often works that way. Many of our greatest victories are first won in places where no one is watching. Long before people see the confidence, they don't see the prayers. Before they celebrate the testimony, they never witnessed the tears. Before they admire the strength, they don't know about the lonely conversations with God. That hidden place matters more than we sometimes realize. The Bible repeatedly shows us that God does His deepest work in quiet places. Before Moses stood before Pharaoh, he spent years in the wilderness learning dependence on God. Before David wore the crown, he worshiped God while watching sheep and hiding in caves. Many of the Psalms were born from those lonely seasons. David later wrote, "My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me." Psalm 63, verse 8. Before Jesus began his public ministry, he spent 40 days in the wilderness, fasting and overcoming temptation. Even during his busiest days, Jesus regularly withdrew to lonely places to pray. Luke 5, verse 16. Notice something remarkable. The Son of God never considered private fellowship with the Father optional. If Jesus needed the secret place, how much more do we? Sometimes we ask God to remove every difficult situation, but occasionally He uses those quiet seasons to rebuild us from the inside out. He teaches us patience, deepens our trust, reshapes our character, and reminds us that His presence is enough. The world measures success by visibility. God measures maturity by intimacy. People may never know how much time you spent praying before making that decision. They may never see the Bible you opened before sunrise. They may never hear the worship songs that strengthened your heart late at night. But heaven sees every moment, and those hidden moments produce visible fruit in due season. Jesus Himself taught in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, "When you pray, go into your room. Pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." Notice that God is already present in the secret place before you arrive. You're not trying to persuade Him to show up. You're simply choosing to meet Him there. Maybe you've been feeling emotionally drained. Maybe responsibilities have piled up. Perhaps you've been carrying burdens you haven't shared with anyone. Today, God gently invites you back, not merely to another religious activity, but into his presence. Because real strength doesn't begin in public. It begins where your heart meets God's heart. Today, I declare over your life in the name of Jesus. May the Lord draw you into deeper fellowship with him. May your hidden places of discouragement become places of divine encounter. I declare fresh spiritual strength over every weary heart. Where your soul has been exhausted, receive renewal in Jesus' name. Where confusion has lingered, receive divine clarity. May your private walk with God produce public testimonies in Jesus' name. The grace to remain faithful when no one is watching rests upon you today. Your next season will be built on a stronger foundation because you have chosen God's presence above pressure. In Jesus' name. Beloved, never underestimate what God is doing in the quiet seasons. Not every season is meant for the spotlight. Some seasons are designed for roots, and healthy roots always produce lasting fruit. The prayers you whisper today may become the testimonies you share tomorrow. Stay faithful. Stay close to God. Your secret place is not where life stops. It's where real life begins. Time for reflection. Let me leave you with this question today. If someone looked only at your private time with God, not your public appearance, would they conclude that your relationship with him is growing stronger? Take a few moments to think honestly about that. Action step for today. Set aside at least 15 uninterrupted minutes today. Turn off every distraction. Open your Bible. Read Psalm 91 slowly. Pray honestly. Don't rush. Don't perform. Simply spend time with your Heavenly Father. Sometimes the greatest miracle isn't a changed circumstance. It's a changed heart. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Now, wherever you are, let's declare this together. Today, I choose to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. God's presence is my refuge, my strength, and my peace. I will not be overwhelmed because the Lord is with me. He renews my strength, orders my steps, and surrounds me with his favor. My private walk with God produces public victory. I am growing stronger every day. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you for your word today. Thank you for inviting us into your presence. Today, teach us to value quiet moments with you above the noise of this world. Strengthen every listener today. Fill every weary heart with fresh courage, wisdom, and peace. Let your presence surround them at home, at work, on the road, and wherever this day takes them. Protect them from evil, establish the work of their hands, and let doors of favor open before them. May they experience the joy that comes from walking closely with you. We declare that today will be fruitful, peaceful, and filled with divine opportunities. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to Winning Everyday Podcast. If today's devotional encouraged your heart, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with your family, friends, and someone who may need God's encouragement today. Until next time, keep walking with God, keep trusting his promises, and remember, you are winning every day because Christ is with you. God bless you.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise.